B-Pod Studios.
All right.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
We commiserate Vegas. What's that?
I don't know, I just needed to hear something that makes me laugh.
No, I feel not despondent.
Not morose.
Nah, I just feel sad, disappointed for the run. I love when the run. I think the problem is I thought they were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought they, I swore they were going to win twice yesterday.
Yeah,
when it was 14-0 and after the missed field goal. I know we all thought it, right? They're going to win.
After the 15-yard roughing the passer penalty on the Saints, I felt like they were going to win.
Yeah.
As I'm going, oh, okay. That's a big chunk of yards. Look where they're at now.
It was a karate chop to Nick's throat.
Yeah. And the thing is the NFL, and I brought this up earlier, it's so final and so fast that it's over. And you're like, oh, my God. We look forward to football in this town. And people across the country look forward to it. For months and months, and it feels like an eternity in an off season. Now you're going to get free agency coming up in March, and you're going to get mini camps and OTAs and the draft in April and the whole thing, and then you know obviously leading up to training camp. But you know the football seems to end in the blink of an eye.
Yeah,
like it
does.
Starts and the wild ride's underway.
Well,
it's
because
over.
You know, listen, it coincides with you know you have summer, right? So it's that languid time, right? Like summer is
the word
is that, and then. You go into fall, right? Like everybody's back to business.
Yep. You kids are back in school.
Right. Kids are in school. Your work becomes more, you know.
Regimented.
Yeah, more hectic.
Yep.
You got more stuff. And then, you know, so you're going a mile a minute. You got the games. You got all stuff going on.
Yeah, Halloween, Thanksgiving, right. Christmas, New Year's, the whole thing.
And then you have the holiday season, like you said. And then boom, it's over.
Yeah,
that's
like,
the
what?
Best time of the year. That's why they need to change the calendar because it's too good. It's too good.
Yeah.
You need to push it out because this is the worst. We're coming into the worst time. Like to me, February is the worst month. It's horrid.
Yeah, February and July are the tough ones. 191 days, 22 hours, 55 minutes until Eagles training camp starts at NovaCare. All right? That's what we got to wait. We got to take down 191 days. As soon as the game was over, I put it in my phone. I know exactly when they're going to camp. It's going to be July 25th, that last Thursday of July. That's when they're going to camp unless they're playing in the Hall of Fame game, and they're not going to be doing that.
Well, we'll be talking about something else in July.
Bryce?
Yes. So Bob Nightingale, our friend Bob, who I go way back for, covers baseball for the USA Today. And he says the Phillies are the favorite to land Bryce. All along, you know, you kept hearing it. I was hearing some whispers that it's going to happen, that this thing is the done deal. And supposedly after the Phillies met with him on Saturday, they're the clear front runner.
Yeah.
So I was kind of hoping it would come down. But if you're the Phillies, you know, I think you had to wait until after Eagles.
Yeah.
Because you want to own it. You want to come out and you want to own with that kind of signing. And you're going to spend a lot of money, right? A ton of money. That money should at least buy you, like, front back page of the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Totally
like,
agree.
It should buy you all day of talk radio talking about Bryce Harper coming here, and you want to sell all kinds of tickets. So, like, if I'm them, I wait, too.
Yeah. And the one thing I was really impressed with John Middleton was asked when he got back to Philly and got off the plane with Matt Klentak, asked about the meeting. And the thing that Middleton brought up, which I thought was really interesting, was, well, he's a really good young man. He's got a really good family, a young wife. And those were the things that he cited that he was really impressed by him about both he and his wife and the whole thing. I guess his wife was that they met with her too at some point. And,
sure.
Yeah, and did the whole thing.
Made the wife happy.
Yeah, happy wife, happy life.
I was so juiced on Saturday. Just knowing that they were with him.
Yeah, you're frothing.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, I'm ready for pitches and catches. Like honestly, this is going to be an amazing year, I think.
I was looking up trips to Clearwater yesterday already.
Well, you're going to come with us when we go down there.
They'll let me off the hook here? I got the old ball and chain down here.
That's a good point. He might be stuck here.
I'm strapped to this chair.
Yeah. Do we need the producer to go down?
No, he needs to go down.
Yeah, he's a baseball man.
Come on, let the guy. Like, that to me
that's to throw him a bone.
Yeah, he's done an incredible job.
Yeah.
Yes!
he needs to come down with us.
And reap some rewards.
He's a big time. Listen, I can't wait to talk baseball with Andrew during the summer.
Yeah. No, he's dude, that's his number one.
I'm going to move you into the studio.
Yeah, I'm going in there. Because I'm going to just be bitching about it. Isn't it like baseball too? How slow baseball is? I'll take my shot here.
Complaining about the shifts again.
No. I don't need to complain. Baseball is so slow that it takes 4 months to sign a freaking free agent. You know what I'm saying?
You're lying.
Jeez, go on. Speed it up already. Let's go to
That's great. Well, my godson, Sammy. He's a huge he's an incredible baseball player. Mm-hmm. Great, great baseball player. I mean, he's unbelievable. And he's dying. He loves Harper.
Yeah.
So, I can't wait. All those young ball players.
To get your idol on your team?
Right.
Is outrageous.
That's what's awesome. Like, if you're a kid growing up in the Delaware Valley now, and you get Bryce,
it changes everything.
It does.
Because when we grew up, the Phillies stunk year in and year out so often, right? I mean, you had Schmidt and that in the early 80s.
The 90s were after the 93 team.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, and 85 to 93 was bad. Really bad, you know? But, or maybe even 84 after they went to the series against the O's.
Yeah.
In 83. So,
but they were horrid. Like, not late 90s. They were terrible. Mm-hmm. And then they turned a corner. But
Travis Lee. Oh,
right. If you're like a young stud baseball player like my godson, Sammy Benvenuti, forget about it.
Well, here's the thing, though. He's electric, so he's going to bring in people, and all of a sudden kids are going to go, look at this. And in today's culture and everything of social media and just being a lightning rod guy, he's that.
Sure.
That's going to turn people on.
Yeah.
It's just that. And it could shape kids into being bigger baseball fans because you had a guy like Bryce Harper in your town.
I'm so with you.
And the ballpark will be electric.
I'm so with you. So with you. Before we get back, I know we got to take a quick TO, and before we get back to the phone lines, I will say this, Jace, because the Sixers escaped yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They were up big against the Knicks. They escape. They have a stretch of games that is really, really telltale.
Yeah, they're in a pivotal spot in the schedule.
All right, so Tuesday's Minnesota at home. We're going to be at the game hosting some people. But listen to this. Then they go at Indiana. OKC at home, Houston at home, Spurs who are playing great basketball at home. Then they go at Denver, at Lakers, at Golden State, at Sacramento, which is playing well. Come home and face Raptors. They face Nuggets, first place, Lakers, LeBron, Boston. That's their next stretch of games.
And it's about 18 games or so.
Oh, and it keeps going. You get a respite with the Knicks, but then you play Miami, Portland, at Indiana, at OKC, Golden State at home.
Wow.
That's just nasty.
Yeah, that's the teeth of the schedule right there in a nutshell. And right now they're, the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference? They're behind Indiana, right?
Yeah.
In the standings. So
that's a nasty.
Fourth seed.
And here's the thing. You need to get a top four seed.
Mm-hmm. By the way, right now, if the season ended, they would have the home court against the Celtics in the first round. Yeah. They were the fifth seed. I mean, Toronto, Milwaukee. Milwaukee's legit. That team's legit.
No. Milwaukee's unreal.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee's unreal. They're great. They're playing great ball.
610-632-0975. We'll hear from head coach Doug Peterson coming up at noon, and you'll have a chance to hear his press conference his day after. Final one of the season in its entirety at that time, so stay tuned. It is the midday show on 97.5 The Fanatic, but it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Have you ever watched HGTV for home remodeling inspiration? I watch it all the time. I love all the shows on there. Or maybe you've attended a home show or two to brainstorm with local contractors. Well, if you have no time for home shows this season, here's where Window Nation steps in to bring you the new home show savings right to your door. All this month, you can call them today and mention home show promo to get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, for a limited time only, get 0% financing for 18 months. So call today and get educated on the newest models and latest innovations demonstrated right in the comfort of your own home. It's absolutely free. You'll get factory incentives plus once a year home show discounts from the company that has installed over 450,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes. So let's get the show on the road here and get two free windows for every two you buy plus 0% financing. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. again, 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Jeez.
Playoffs?
Yeah, it's an all geez is right, Mike. It's that kind of day. It's a glum day. After the ride ends. And it started out fun. Yesterday I was at Grand Cafe L'Aquila for the...
Started your day there, right?
Yeah, we did the show and it was a blast. They had everybody there doing chants.
Pumped up?
Yeah, everybody was excited. Man. It was... a lot of fun. And look, you know, they got 14-0. They're up. Like, the way the game plays out is it's slow torture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's slow torture. Slow death. You're up 14-0. Mm. Up and down the field.
It's a tough one to swallow because of the way it started. You're absolutely right.
The interception, right?
Oh.
The interception that LeBlanc makes. Look, Ted Ginn's...
What a play, man.
Ted Ginn's open.
Yep.
I mean, that's a touchdown waiting to happen. And Breeze underthrows it. You know, like, that pitch on Payton's a bastard. Right? He wanted to go right for the jugular.
Yeah.
And LeBlanc makes the interception.
Tremendous interception, by the way.
Right?
So, yeah, amazing.
And then the Eagles just... What a great drive right down the field. They're able to run the ball. Short throws. And boom. Touchdown, Jordan Matthews, of all people, wide open.
What a pass, too, on that one.
Oh, the pass was beautiful.
Yep.
Dropped it. It was a pillow.
At 5:09 p.m., Eagles up 14-0. I tweeted out, somebody wake me up. Is this a dream?
Yeah.
And you're going, what? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. What's happening?
Sure.
I don't think I've admitted it to myself yet that they lost. I don't think I have.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Because they were up 14-0.
Yeah.
And then even the way that ended, I mean, that was just like the Rasul Douglas tip in Amari Cooper's hands against the Cowboys.
Oh,
so that's basically the second time this year where
forgot about that play.
That deflection killed you.
Wow.
I totally forgot about that play, and Rasul was like shattered when it happened because you thought that was the season at that point. We thought it was the season 10 times this year.
10 times.
Right? You go back. I saw this tweeted out. Ruben Frank tweeted this out. Let me throw this at you, Ann. This is really interesting. Because it basically represents exactly what you're talking about the team not giving up and Doug being the general. He said, just to put this Eagles season in perspective, 266 teams in NFL history have been 4-6 after 10 games. Eagles were that this year. Only 9 have ever reached the conference semifinal round of the playoffs, divisional round.
9 teams.
Of 266.
That's ridiculous. Does he list them?
No, he didn't list them, but there is only 9, which is amazing. Tim McManus tweeted this out. ESPN Stats and Info. The Eagles did not blitz Drew Brees one time in the first half, sending 4 or fewer pass rushes on all 20 Drew Brees dropbacks. It's the first time since 2009 that Brees went an entire first half without facing a blitz. And that defensive strategy in the first half worked well.
Yeah, 7 points.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Or 10.
I think it ended up being 10. Yeah, they got the field goal.
No.
The putts.
Yeah. No, but I see, that's what I wanted. That was my plan.
Yeah. It played out. They just didn't score enough points. When it comes down to it, the Eagles just didn't score enough points.
And geez, you're up 14-10. Man, who thinks they're up at halftime?
Yeah, if you would have laid that contract in front of me, you'd be up 14-10 at half. Sign that all day.
Yeah, I mean, I think we would have signed the contract if you were down the final score.
With one drive, with
the ball.
Yeah, from their 42.
You sign that all day long.
Yeah, after the missed field goal, I go, okay, no problem. I got what, 58 yards to go? The week before, I went 60 yards.
I keep going back to that two-minute warning. And I know they were trying to catch the Saints off guard, whatever. Just let it play, man. And look, the play worked, so...
Yeah, he was open.
But just let it, they should have just let it go. I'm thinking when they ran the ball, smart, run the ball. I was called for it.
I just, when they ran with Sproles, I go, I love that play call.
Yeah, because you bleed the clock all the way down to 2 minutes.
And I had all the faith that they were going to get out and score. It's amazing. Mike in Shamokin joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
yeah, Mike? It's tough. So to kind of take you through my day yesterday, I have my Sunday rituals that I do on football. Being a blind guy, I like to get up in the morning, have my coffee, and I like to take my pregame walk, you know, to get my chips and stuff, and I'm, you know, get home. And, okay, real quick, and I don't, nobody brought this up. Last year, Super Bowl Sunday, it was snowing. Yesterday, in the morning, it was snowing.
Oh, yeah.
And so it snowed, and I'm like, oh, man, the magic's in the air. I felt it. Then we go up 14-0. And I'm like, really? Against, and then I thought, well, and when I say this, I don't mean this in a Negadelphia way. I mean this in a, I mean this in like a matter of fact, objective way. I'm thinking, oh, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Remember, this is away. And then when the game fast forward to the fourth quarter, and we had that drive early in the quarter, and we couldn't convert. And I'm like, they get the ball back with 8 minutes left. I'm like, great. And then finally, real quick, fast forward to the interception. That interception reminded me of back in 2000 when McNabb was driving. And they threw the, he threw a pick right to Aeneas Williams.
Yeah, against the Rams. Oh. Yeah, bro.
And after the game, I couldn't. It's one of those things where when we lose like that, I couldn't watch anything. Like, I just.
I know, I didn't watch. I usually do the post game. I'm with you. I did no post game.
No, and the thing about it is the part, I guess, that hits me the hardest is that, you know, and during the season, when we lose or something like that, you always know you have that third game at night, or you have that 8 o'clock game to watch or listen to. In my case, it's like, oh, you know, whatever, we lost. It's on them. Like, you know what? I'll deal with that later. I'm going to check out, like, whatever, Raiders and Broncos or something.
Right, and, sure.
Yeah, you know, and last night there was nothing. I didn't even.
Nah, I know.
There's a void. You're right.
Nah,
Mike,
you're right. Good stuff, Mike. Yeah. No, I listen.
Big void.
I usually do the same thing with. Like, I love the post-game show. I think the Comcast, the NBC Philly post-game show was great. Yeah. Mike and, Ray, Seth, Barrett. I think they do a great. I love I watch it every week.
Yeah, I was a little shocked because Seth said they lost the game because Jim Schwartz was inept in the way he called that game. And I disagree with that completely. I didn't think that Jim Schwartz was the problem.
Yeah, I mean, we have it. Let's hear it. Here's Seth after the game.
I can't even blame the players here. I can't blame the defensive players for this. You know, and there was injuries and a lot of things that transpired today, but I put this loss solely on the shoulders of Jim Schwartz, because as many times as this has happened, as many times as we've had a lead and given it up, okay, we can talk about the Titans game and the Panthers game and almost giving away the Rams game after having, you know, great leads. After all of those instances, we didn't learn a thing, because we came out and we still played the same style of defense every single time we got into a lead, and it always came back to bite us in the behind. And today, for the first time this year, the Philadelphia Eagles were not able to overcome Jim Schwartz's ineptitude at calling defenses, in my opinion.
Hmm. Wow. That's harsh.
It is. Now, if you want to look back, and they did blow some pretty monumental leads this year.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But every game is different.
Yeah, and it plays out differently.
Well, every game's different in that every strategy should be different.
Mm-hmm. Look at Belichick.
Well, that's why he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can go and mimic the Ravens' defense, and he blitzes Phillip Rivers on every play, and then all the time when he won't blitz. Like, that's why he's the best. The only time I thought where I was wanted pressure was during the 11-minute drive, where I thought there was a couple instances where he needed to bring pressure. A
couple of spots. Let me ask you about a few guys, because somebody just tweeted in and says, Wensylvania tweets in, do you expect any of the older guys to not return next season? So let me start with Brandon Graham. Does he come back, Anthony?
Depends on the money.
Do you look to bring him back?
Again, depends
on run in Philly.
It depends on what he wants. I love Brandon Graham, BG.
Made a big play.
Thank you, 97.5.
How about that whole sequence where he strip sacks and then was unable to pick up the ball, but they deemed that he had possession, and then somehow the Saints regained it.
I was freaking out. What are you kidding me? Possession. He had possession.
And they could go Saints first and 10?
Yeah, no, that was horrible. Yeah.
Thank you, 97.5.
Thank you, BG.
All right, let's stay on the defensive side. Ronald Darby, do you bring him back?
It's a great question. You got to figure out your corners. You're going to spend. See, I would look to bring him back, Darby, because I think he's a pro, and I think you can get him on the cheap.
Coming off the injury. What about, Cravon LeBlanc and Avante Maddox?
Well, Avante Maddox is there.
Yeah. He's under contract, but with having those guys around and Jalen Mills back and all that, is Darby expendable? But because you can get him on the cheap
coming off the injury.
Well,
here's the problem. But I don't know. LeBlanc is LeBlanc. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Played well.
Yeah. Here's the problem is that what's Sidney Jones? Like, I don't know what Sidney Jones is.
We didn't learn anything about that.
See, I would move Douglas to safety. So that'd be one move I would do.
Takes over from a cloud.
So, to me, Douglas is a safety. You know, it's funny because you can either bring Corey Graham. I like Corey Graham.
Yeah, he's another unrestricted free agent. He was next on my list to ask you about.
You know, I thought played well. Like, he's solid. See, the biggest problem I have with the secondary is I don't know what Sidney Jones is. I don't know. Is he just... Was the injury this year?
Hamstring and...
Is that what kind of... Because he wasn't good.
Yeah. Because he came in with that high pedigree before the injury in his pro day. So we don't know what he is. We hope
that... I remember... I have a buddy of mine who is big at Washington. And he was talking about how Sidney Jones didn't have the eye of the tiger, so to speak.
Oh, okay. Not a gamer.
Soft. He said didn't have the eye of the tiger. I mean, that was his. I don't know. I mean, that's what he said. And he's got the Washington ties. Reminds me of Fultz.
Oh, boy. I've had enough of Washington. Then. Can we stay away from that?
It's Pac-12.
Yeah.
They're a different breed, Pac-12.
Unrestricted free agent Jordan Hicks.
He gets hurt so much.
It's like every other year, and he's always.
Kills you.
Yeah. Cravion LeBlanc, we talked about. Chris Long?
Well, I mean, you know, he's a guy you get on a veteran minimum.
Haloti Ngata?
I think he's done.
I do, too. He's 34, I think, now, or 35.
I like him. You know, again, these guys want to come back for no money.
Sure.
Be my guest.
Yeah.
You're great locker room guys. Like, Chris Long's a great locker room guy.
Leader.
And he came up, got a knack. As long as you don't.
Hit a big sack.
As long as you limit his snaps.
Rotational guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's really good. And Ngata, after he came back from the injury, I thought played well in his limited time.
Yep. Offensive side of the ball, Jay Ajayi, we're saying bye, right?
Yeah.
Jordan Matthews, we're saying bye.
Yep.
How are we feeling about Richard Rodgers, tight end?
Bye.
Same bye. Running back Darren Sproles.
I mean,
word out that he wants to come back.
I know, but again, it all depends on the money. And again, you know, I look at all my veterans and bring them all back. If I can get them cheap.
See, I don't worry about them cheap because Darren Sproles at now 34, going on 35. Was not available for so much of the season. So that doesn't give, whether I'm paying him a little bit or a lot, I'm using a roster spot to depend on him. And if I can't depend on him being healthy, it's not even worth it for the little bit of money.
Yeah, but I'm not saying, I'm saying a handful of those guys you need for the room.
Yeah.
And you carry five backs instead of four.
Yeah. But you got to go out and you got to get a real back this offseason.
You need a real back, yeah.
But yeah. Josh Adams, who they didn't even use in the playoffs.
No.
It's not Wendell Smallwood.
No.
It's not Corey Clement.
I mean, you know, one of those
They're
two.
Supplemental.
Smallwood or Clement. I bring them all back. You know, fight for the job.
Yep.
See what you think. But.
We done with Golden Tate?
Yeah.
We're done. What about Mike Wallace?
What do I know about Mike Wallace? Yeah. I would look to upgrade. I'll tell you one thing. Depending on the money, I mean, I think Golden Tate is a tough player, but he's got to be your slot guy.
Yeah. So if you
can't be Aguilar, you got to get a speed guy. And if you get a speed guy as your opposite Alshon,
yeah,
then those other guys are, because most of these guys you're talking about are all little chess pieces.
Yeah.
and you want to figure out, like, you need one guy, and then those other chess pieces, you can figure out.
But what the hell happened to Mac Hollins? Like, what was up with that this year?
Yeah, well, he went on the MIA list.
Yeah, I don't know. No, he was hurt, man. He was hurt.
He could be your speed guy. I know he's not as fast as, like, a DeSean Jackson, obviously.
I'm not counting on him.
Yeah.
I want a stud. Like, I'm looking to upgrade that position big time. The draft's got some great players.
Well, because you see the effect of a speed guy that can catch, what he can do to an offense.
I need a dramatic weapon. Yeah. If there's one thing in search of this offseason, it's a back and a receiver.
Stretch the field receiver. Because you have Alshon.
Yeah.
For all that intermediate stuff and the 50-50 balls.
No, I'm looking to go get Michael Thomas and Kamara.
Yeah. And that can be accomplished.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like,
but you can accomplish those things.
I need those two type of guys.
Yeah. And you'd rather do it in the draft than free agency because of the cost. Because the cost is way down if you do it in
free agency. Yeah, you're already spending money. And, you know, it's a shame the way the whole Foles thing's going to play out. You know, the one JP? Thing. Again,
over?
I go back to the money. I'm only offering veteran minimums to my guys. And I want to see how I build things. Now, Brandon Brooks is a problem.
May not be ready.
Because of the torn Achilles.
Yeah.
See, the problem with JPP, and I love him. The problem is, can you, he's in and out of at his age, he's in and out of that lineup.
Not even just week to week, Anthony.
Game to game, quarter to quarter,
yeah. Play to play.
That's the biggest problem that he presents.
And then when you bring a Vitae in who comes in like in that game in the fourth quarter.
Vitae needs to play.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Of preparation as the starter. See, that's the problem. You can't put those eggs in a basket of guys that can't stay on the field. That's a dangerous proposition to kill you as a team. Let's go to Ian in West Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Ian?
Hey, fellas.
How you doing, bud?
Hi, Ian.
I'm counting my blessings today, but I'm a little annoyed. I got to be honest with you. With Dougie P's comments, I'm definitely proud of the team. You know, like you said, there was 10 times the season should have been over, but they kept battling and everything like that. But one thing I don't agree with Dougie P's comments is I don't wish the Saints any luck.
You're the worst.
Dude, like, I appreciate that Dougie P is like a gentleman and everything, but that's exactly what Sean Payton's not.
No, you're right.
And their team, like, I don't wish them any good luck, bro. And you know
I'm
what I'm really...
I'm all about... Let's go Rams.
Rams-Chiefs, Super Bowl.
And honestly, I don't really like the Rams that much. That's one cool thing about becoming really relevant and succeeding in the NFL.
You're right.
It's like heightened my hatred of other teams. Before, I used to just hate the Giants and the Cowboys. But now, like, there's so much relevance.
Yeah.
And I can't stand all these teams, bro.
Yeah, and they all hate us. Which is great.
Should.
You know why they hate us? Because the Eagles are always a threat now.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what was really annoying me yesterday? Michael Thomas's little tiny bicep. I saw that.
He flexed it in the second quarter.
It's like he's got the mumps.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing, too, and this is like, it goes a little bit into the X and O's. The reason why he shouldn't have been flexing the bicep is because every catch he got, the receivers were like 5 yards away from him. He made no like real strong plays to be flexing like that.
No, settle down. You're going a little too far. The guy had 12 catches for 171.
Yeah, but if
and they weren't all just in buffer situations. He was good in the game. He made a couple of catches over the middle too.
But he does have small biceps.
Yeah,
he does.
So does DeSean. I don't give a rat's ass.
No. To make the muscles, he always makes the muscles.
Yeah, you better have guns, right? Sun's out, guns out, and no. But he was tremendous in the game.
Yeah, no, he's a great player.
Yeah, I mean, he's got top five, top three wide receiver.
I want Michael Thomas and Kamara.
Yeah,
no, he's a great player. However, the one thing Ian's right about, because we could be petty this morning, and that is he's got mumps. He flexes mumps.
Give me your power ranking of the teams and your desire to see them win Super Bowl 53. Now, the 14.
Chiefs 1.
Chiefs 1.
Rams 2.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots 3.
What?
Saints 4.
You got the Saints 4. You hate Sean Payton, man. You got some serious, you need therapy hate for Sean Payton.
I admire, as much as I hate the Patriots, I admire Belichick. I'm actually a Belichick fan, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't hate Bill Belichick at all.
I'm actually a fan of his. He's,
because it's so impressive.
Curmudgeonly or not, I think he's brilliant. Actually, the Patriots, and if they weren't, if it wasn't New England, and it was the Patriots from any other city, they would be two.
Yeah, it's the fan base too.
Like if it was right, it's Boston. So if it was, you know, the Cleveland Patriots, I'd be all about Cleveland as two.
Yeah,
because the Rams, I don't really care for the Rams because they don't deserve to win. Like, that's a fugazi football town.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but it's a fugazi football town. They don't deserve to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. But the clear number one is Big Red.
Yeah, no, I pray for, I really want him to win.
Yeah, I do too. I do. There's a lot of people that don't. There's a lot of people that hold on. Oh, he brought us misery. He didn't bring you misery, first of all.
No, in fact, you could say.
Brought you a lot of great years.
You could say that if it wasn't for Big Red, they don't win the Super Bowl because Foles was his pick.
Mm-hmm.
The
Kelsey's his pick too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know about
Jason
the linears with Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's
a lot of pieces there.
He has his fingerprints all over the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no question. We'll see if he can get his fingerprints on the Lombardi Trophy firsthand coming up in a couple weeks.
He needs it. You know, Tony Romo talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that during the game? And he's right. I don't know why people don't like Romo.
I think he calls a fantastic.
He's the best. He's great.
I think he's the best guy. I think he's the best analyst out there.
I enjoy him the most. I do. I enjoy him.
Mm-hmm. And
but
I can't
he was getting
wait.
Ripped. A couple weeks ago, we were doing a thing about him, and he was getting ripped.
I can't wait for 6:40 on Sunday to watch that game. That game is the most intriguing.
I can't wait. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you're not ready to go yet?
No.
Well, I'm not ready today, but it's come Sunday.
Quite frankly.
You need a little break?
I need a break.
Yeah.
I do. Like I don't have it in me to be excited for those games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll watch because that's what I always watch. But it's hard to end the way the Eagles ended and this whole ride.
And then not be in it.
And then you're out. It's like, it's a big letdown.
Speaking of letdown, no Doug Peterson today at noon. He is not addressing the media today. Maybe he'll address the media at some point this week, but he will not be meeting with the assembled media for the day after press conference as per usual.
Right.
So we'll trudge on. We'll talk to the people, Anthony. That's really today is all about the listeners your thoughts on how this all went down yesterday. Eagles losing to the Saints in the divisional round of the playoffs. They will not defend their Super Bowl. And we're back after this on the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Listen, it was a monster weekend this past weekend. And the first full week is here for the all-new sportsbook at Parks Casino. We're there on Friday. Wow. That place is just buzzing. Incredible spot. The whole day was packed. People coming around. The new sports books open. And the great food area, entertainment area. Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all. The new sports book. Parks Grill Steakhouse. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub. Olivetto Italian Restaurant. Bamboo Noodle House. And, of course, the great Chickies and Pete's. It's awesome. World-class entertainment at the Excite Center, state-of-the-art poker room coming soon, an amazing all-season beer garden with its retractable roof, 3,600 slots, over 115 tables, live horse racing next door. You just got to check it out, man. It's just a great time. I have an app, too. It's the Bet Slip Builder for the sports betting app that's really easy to use. Parks Casino Sportsbook is open, and the Sportsbook at South Philly Turf Club is opening soon. So check out Parks, and I'm sure we'll be there fairly soon again, where we had a great time with all the listeners and getting excited. But it's a truly a great hot spot. So go on the Parks Casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Football Monday is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Usually after these games, we need blame, right? Like, it's...
Point the finger.
Yeah, well, you know, blame is a way to get over things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a tool that we use it
coping.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a coping tool. But in this case, you know, as much as, like, you wanted Jim Schwartz maybe to blitz during that one drive or whatever, I think it's as close to a blameless game as you can get.
Really good opponent.
You can't kill Alshon. I mean, he catches everything. You can't kill, I mean, Foles was almost played hero again. You can't kill the defense played gutsy and left its heart in the field.
Yeah, guys just getting injured and coming back in like Fletcher Cox and Michael Bennett.
I mean, I can't blame anyone.
Yeah, it's not an anger that you feel today.
Feel like an admiration for this group. I truly do.
I do too.
Listen, I'll go off on my half-cock things. I have admiration for this crew. I really do. As hard as they played, and man, that Nick Foles, I'll tell you one thing. This is what Nick Foles made me a believer in. I do not want him with the Giants.
I don't want him in the division. I don't.
And if I'm any of these teams, the Giants, the Redskins, and I know you're going to laugh at me, Cowboy fans, because you think Dak is a young quarterback that you built. I think that's why they lost Saturday night.
Mm.
He had plays to be made.
Yeah, they're not going to go down there, though. He's not going to go there because I don't think that they're going to go after him.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
They're not going after him. However, they should.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to assess.
They got to pay Dak now, too.
If you're going to assess, let me ask you a question. And be honest. Going forward, for the next 3 years, who do you want as quarterback, Dak Prescott or Nick Foles?
I would probably take Nick Foles.
Probably?
Well, here's the thing. In the regular season, Nick's not that great. It's these situations.
I don't know about that.
Well, you do. I mean, look at the result when he plays in regular season.
News for you. I mean, he was good in the regular season down the stretch.
Down the stretch he was, and he was last year, too. I mean, probably for three years, I go Nick because I know his accomplishment and what he's capable of.
I just think he's a better thrower than Dak.
Well, that's clear, yeah.
Well, that's all that matters. Like,
yeah.
Well, I watched the game Saturday night, and I'm looking at Dak being erratic as a thrower.
Yeah, well, and you see why they have success offensively. It's because of Zeke.
Well, that's the point.
And he's incredible.
If you have a quarterback,
yeah,
and you have a good offensive line.
You have a good receiver with Amari Cooper.
And Foles has gotten better as a quarterback. He's better than he was 27-2 in the following year. He gets rid of the ball quicker.
If I'm ranking quarterbacks in the NFL, there's probably like 13 or 14 guys that I would take over Foles.
Including
Carson Wentz.
What's that?
Including, I would take Wentz over Foles.
Yeah.
But he's about 15th in the league, if I'm looking at it.
Whatever. I'm asking you, if you're the Cowboys, I would. I mean, Andrew, would you go Foles or Dak?
Yeah, I'd probably go Foles.
I mean, if you're looking at it objectively.
I mean, look at it. I mean, look,
and that's a great dude. Like, I don't hate the guy. I don't like the kid. I think the kid is actually a good dude. He works hard. He's, you know, likable.
Not a high pedigree guy.
But he's just erratic as a thrower. I mean, he'll make a couple throws. You go, wow, it's beautiful.
Mm.
And then he'll sail, you know, four more.
You saw the Cooper touchdown where he was, you know, he stepped out of the pocket and delivered a nice ball to Amari Cooper early in that game for a big touchdown. But yeah, he's not a guy that's going to ever light the world on fire.
It hurts to say,
but Foles is a perfect fit there. Got a good offensive line.
They're in the Giants.
Ezekiel Elliott,
running back,
Amari Cooper.
That's my point.
They have a plug-and-play tight end every single week, it seems like. That seems to be putting up yards.
I mean, he fits with all the other teams in the NFC East very well.
No, he does. Well, he does.
Because he's the second-best quarterback in the division.
He is.
He really is.
Yeah, he is.
No, if I'm Dallas, because I think they're the most ready to win now, even more than the Giants, I mean, I would look at Foles.
Jacksonville's probably another potential destination.
Yes.
Maybe Denver.
Denver as well.
Yeah.
They got a good defensive coach as a head coach.
Yeah. He might fit in there. Kubiak's not going there, by the way. Or Kubiak is going there, but not bringing other assistants to be the OC. But I don't know. He is the second best quarterback in the division. Better than Alex Smith when healthy.
So who else we're looking at? Jacksonville. I did this the other day. Jacksonville.
You don't have potential destinations?
Giants, Washington, Jacksonville, Denver.
Buffalo's not a destination.
So there's another team in the, who am I missing?
Cincinnati, or probably Dalton.
No, but he's not really a fit there. Miami.
Possibly.
Yeah, Tannehill. You know,
I mean, Miami's a place.
I'd take him over Winston, but it seems like he's going back.
Yeah,
they're not going to do that.
I mean, Arizona's got the kid.
Yeah. And a new coach. You want to build with that coach. The coach isn't going to bring in a veteran. He's going to build it, slow build it. San Francisco's got Garoppolo coming back from injury. So.
Yeah, Jimmy T's a player.
Yeah. No, the most likely, two of, I don't think Dallas considers it, even though, as you said, they should. But two of the teams that could consider it would be Washington and the Giants. Right in this division.
Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville is an easy one.
Yeah, that seems like a layup, right? Good defense. Boy, they had a horrible year, but...
Dude, I said during the trade deadline, you were laughing at me. Thank God the Eagles didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's right.
You know, I said that if I was Jacksonville, that they should make a play for Foles at the deadline. Because it goes after, you know, you do a big deal with them and, you know.
Yeah.
It would have made perfect sense for them.
Are they going to get something for them? They going to be able to work this out where they trade them?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I was pretty sharp, but I don't know.
Try and franchise them and then trade them or work something out.
I don't know. I don't know how you do it.
His value is very interesting, too.
It is. There's multiple teams. They're going to try to get something for him.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
It's amazing. You have the best two quarterbacks in one division on one team. I don't know that that's ever happened.
I know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.